Great breakfast, Grandma.
Well, thank you, Bubba. Benton, you haven't hardly touched a thing.
Oh, I'm not hungry, Mama. I'm too tensed up.
Well, honestly, I don't know why I even bother.
Say, Uncle Vip, I need to ask your advice about a girl.
Oh, not this morning, Bubba. I got female problems of my own.
Well, Bubba, I'd be happy to help you out.
No, thanks, Grandma. Every time you start giving me advice, you always end up yelling.
I do no such thing. Now, what's the problem?
Well, there's this girl in my homeroom, Andrea. She works down at the donut hut. I want her to ask me to the twerp dance.
What the hell is a twerp dance?
Well, it's a dance at school where the girls ask the boys out.
I'm gonna tell you something. These women libbers have gone nuts. A man is not supposed to sit at home on Friday night and wait for the phone to ring. That's a woman's job.
I know that, Grandma, but see, it's
the... self-respecting girl would go chasing after a boy anyway. I don't want you going out with this pushy little twerp.
Thanks for the advice, Grandma.
Anytime, baby. All right, Ben, what's bugging you?
Oh, Mama, that rumor down at the shop turned out to be true. Quick Keys is going to be taken over by a big conglomerate, a company named Bernice.
Bernice? Doesn't she make ketchup?
She started out as ketchup, then she became luggage and insurance and amusement parks. But was Bernice Land enough for her? No. Now she wants to be Quick Keys, too.
Does this mean we'll get a discount on ketchup?
What it means is that there's going to be a big shake-up and I'm probably going to lose my job.
Do you really think so?
Well, of course. That's what happens when them big conglomerates take over. Thanks a lot, Bernice.
Gee, and she looks so nice on the label. Has Benton gone? Yes, he had breakfast when it was served. What have you been doing, waiting for room service?
I'm late for work, Miss Harper. I don't have time for breakfast or your sarcasm.
Well, you certainly got up on the wrong side of the bed.
It's none of your business what happens in my bed.
Well, my, ain't we touchy?
Well, you would be touchy, too, if your marriage was falling apart.
Good Lord. Teenage vixens, conglomerate takeovers, crumbling marriages. This could be an episode of Dynasty.
Isn't this fun? I just love double coupon day.
Well, yeah, if you got decent coupons. Here, you want this one? It's for Rainforest.
Rainforest, is that a room freshener?
It says, for when you need to be a more feminine you.
What is it?
It's 50 cents off. Take it or leave it.
Shoot, I'll take it just to find out what it is.
Here, you can have these two.
Hey, Mom, these are the same coupons I just traded you.
Oh, Lord, where is my mind? I guess it's all this business with Vent and Naomi.
Oh, are they having problems?
Well, something's gone sour between them two.
Oh, Thelma, don't tell me there's going to be a divorce.
Back off, Iola. I've told you enough already.
I just thought maybe I could help.
If you want to help, you can turn on the TV so I can watch Good Morning Raytown.
Oh, I can't stand that Eddie Edwards.
I think he's a doll. Besides, today he does his library report where he reads off all the names of people with overdue books.
I didn't know that he did in-depth stories.
Burt Wimley, 35 cents. And finally, Mary Jane Youngblood, a whopping $8.50. Shame on you, Mary Jane.
Well, shoot, we missed it. What else can go wrong today?
And now, Raytonians, do I have a special treat for you. Right here in our studio, we have the renowned psychologist and author of the bestseller, What Every Woman Ought to Know About Love and Marriage, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Don't tell me even that Dr. Joyce is getting in on all this sex talk.
Well, I'm sure she does it in a ladylike way.
Dr. Brothers, what a thrill. I mean, we've seen you with Johnny and with Merv and on bloopers and practical jokes. Here you are with Eddie Edwards. Tell us, Dr. Brothers, what brings you to our fair city?
My plane broke down.
Well, the jet stream's loss is Raytown's gain. Dr. Brothers has agreed to open the phone lines to viewers. So if any of you out there have any real juicy questions about love and marriage, you just give us a call.
Well, where does she think she is, Holly Weird? People in Raytown ain't gonna air their dirty laundry on TV.
Please, please, please be patient. My phones are ringing off the hooks. You're on with Eddie and Dr. Brothers.
Oh, hi, Dr. Brothers. Listen, I'm at my wit's end. I hope you can help me.
Gee, that voice sounds familiar.
What seems to be the problem, dear?
Well, my husband, I'll call him Clint, hasn't been able to rise to the occasion lately, if you tell me.
Well, what kind of a cuckoo would blab that on TV?
This is a very common marital problem. Tell me, does Clint have a high-pressure job?
Oh, yes, ma'am, he sure does. Right now, things are really hectic for him down at Quick Keys.
Quick Keys?
It's somebody that works with Fenton.
I see, and do you work as well?
Yes, ma'am, I'm a career girl, just like you. I'm a checker at Food Circus.
Oh, my Lord.
It's somebody who works with Naomi.
You bird-brained, it's Naomi.
This problem in the bedroom can come from many causes. Job pressures, finances, in-laws.
In-laws? Did you say in-laws?
Oh, no, you don't. You ain't gonna pin this one on me.
I'll turn it off.
Touch that dial and die.
Well, we do live with my mother-in-law. Do you know she put us in the basement? We should have had a room upstairs, but she gave that away to her grandson from reform school. Well, all of this has had just a terrible effect on Vint. I mean, Clint.
Well, thank you very much, Roselle, but there's no need to pay a sympathy call. Vinton isn't dead for the most part. No, of course not. I heard it on Eddie Edwards, just like everybody else in the tri-state area. No, Vinton is not interested in a faith healer. Well, think about it, Roselle. This isn't something you heal in public.
Grandma, you've been on the phone all afternoon. What's going on?
Nothing.
Well, how's Andrea supposed to call me for the twerp dance if the phone's all tied up?
If Andrea wants to ask you out, she can send a telegram and get the hell out of my refrigerator. Give me that damn phone. Hello. Well, Nergis, what a pleasant surprise. No, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I never watched that Eddie Edwards. You don't say. Well, it must have been somebody else. I'm telling you, it was a mistake. I heard that woman say Clint with my own ears.
Who was that?
Wrong number.
Andrea's probably given up by now.
Gee, I sure don't want to go to the dance twerpless.
Hey, maybe that's her. Hello?
Well, who is it?
It's a bunch of guys laughing and singing I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Hang up that phone.
Well, I think I'll head on down to the donut hut and wait for Andrea to get off work.
What about dinner?
Grandma, this is a matter of life and death. I don't have time to think about food.
Did you have a nice day, Naomi?
Yes, thank you, Miss Harper. It was fine.
Where are you going in such a hurry? Why don't you come on in here and keep me company?
Well, actually, Miss Harper, I don't feel much like chatting right now.
Well, this will only take a minute. I got a little question I'd like to ask you.
Oh, all right. What is it?
Have you no decency? Have you no shame? Have you no brain in that frizz pot head of yours?
That's more than one question.
How could you pull a stunt like this? Getting on TV and talking about stuff that would make Phil Donahue blush.
I guess you heard.
The whole town heard. My phone has been ringing off the wall. I got a call from a woman left down the street I thought died years ago. How could you pull a stunt like that?
Miss Harper, I was desperate. I had to talk to someone.
Well, why didn't you come to me?
I couldn't talk to you about something like this. It's too personal, too intimate.
Oh, I see. You can't talk to me, so you go and blab it to every yahoo in Raytown.
Oh, Miss Harper, you don't suppose Vinton hurt too, do you?
Hey, Obi!
I think there's a distinct possibility.
You have destroyed the sanctity of our basement.
Oh, honey, I know you're upset, but it's not as bad as it seems.
That's right. Nobody knows it was you.
Hello? No, this is not the deadbolt of Quick Keys.
Swiss steak. Tater tots. See, I told you dinner would cheer us up.
Knock, knock. Sorry for barging in. I hope I'm not disturbing anyone's dinner.
No, it's okay, Iola. We just hit a lull in the conversation.
Well, I just came over because I made too much dessert.
Well, how thoughtful. Wasn't that nice of Iola?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was nothing.
Well, Iola, why don't you pull up a chair and join us?
Don't mind if I do. Oh, you're having Swiss steak. What a treat. Oh, and asparagus. Mm. Oh, you know they had the best recipe for asparagus the other day on the Eddie Edwards show? Of course, I never watched that show. I don't know anyone who does. Do you, Clint? Vent! I guess I better be going.
Good idea. Thanks for the pie.
My pleasure. You don't have to get up for me.
Good night, Iola.
I mean, I'm sure that you could if you wanted to. Up, down, makes no difference to me.
I said good night.
Now you see what you've done? I can't even eat Swiss steak without people feeling sorry for me. How could you humiliate me like this?
You're humiliated? Well, how do you think I feel every night?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Naomi. Give the man a break. Even Johnny Carson gets a night off once in a while.
Would you just stay out of it, Miss Harper? You've done enough damage already.
Me?
Yes, you. Dr. Brothers practically said this was all your fault.
She did not.
Well, she would have if they hadn't had to take a commercial break.
She said Mama was to blame?
Yeah.
Mama, what have you done?
Oh, no, you don't. This is one problem you are not going to lay at my doorstep. I don't care what that showbiz shrink says.
Who are you calling?
I am calling Kay Ray. The station has got to know how to get in touch with Dr. Brothers. She can't point an accusing finger at me and then skip town. She doesn't even know me. After I'm through with her, she's going to rue the day we ever met.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Dr. Joyce Brothers. This is the president of her fan club.
Block 12 for Jackson, Orlando, and Miami. Now aboard to gate 6.
Vinton, Naomi. There she is. Hold it right there! Doc, I got a bone to pick with you.
I beg your pardon?
I am Thelma Harper, and these are a couple of other members of my family whose lives you've ruined. My son Vinton and his wife Naomi. Clinton Salome to you.
Oh, you're the woman who called me on the talk show this morning.
Why, that's right. Oh, honey, she remembers me.
Could you hold it down, please?
Well, what seems to be the problem?
I'll tell you what the problem is. You have turned my son's condition into a media event. And according to you, it's all my fault. Now I want you to sit him down and straighten him out.
Mama.
Mrs. Harper, that's nobody's fault. And it isn't a problem that can be solved in a single phone call. There may be so many factors involved, it would take me time to get the whole picture.
Well, I know that. That's why we're here.
Well, my plane leaves in just a few minutes.
Well, then let's cut the chit-chat and get out of business.
All right, I'll do what I can.
You'll do just fine, Joyce. Vince, Naomi, sit down. Beat it. This is a medical emergency.
Now, tell me, how long have you been experiencing this problem?
Every night for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, is that all? That isn't being out of commission, that's being married.
Would you let Dr. Brothers talk, please?
Well, I think you both need a lot of patience. And Vint, you must remember that practically every man at some point in his life has a problem performing.
You know, Joyce, you are so right. This exact same thing happened to my husband, Carl. Of course, I considered it a blessing.
Vin, tell me, are you having problems on the job? Do you experience stress on your job?
Oh, no, not at all. I just am worried all the time about getting fired.
5103, now boarding for Lubbock.
Well, I'm sorry.
Freeze! You ain't giving us the bums rush. You sit right back down there and get this thing settled.
Naomi, I remember you said something about a mother-in-law problem.
There you go again, blaming it on the mother. She put them on the pot too soon. She took them off the pot too early. 364 days out of the year, you blame her for everything that's wrong in the world.
She didn't say that.
And then on Mother's Day, out of guilt, you slap a corsage on her chest and let her order anything she wants at the House of Pancakes. Do you realize that you wouldn't be the highfalutin person you are today if it wasn't for your mother?
I love my mother.
Well, sure. I bet she doesn't make you live in the basement.
You know what I think? I think you need a nice vacation away from all the pressures of your job.
Now, there you go. We could all go up to Lake Rhea watching.
Mrs. Harper, they need a vacation alone.
Well, they wouldn't even know I was there.
Listen, you two. You know, sometimes when you do something wild and exciting, it just freshens up the marriage. You're here in an airport. Why don't you just fly away for the weekend to someplace so exciting and wild?
Hey, what a great idea.
Honey, we could go to Hinckley for the Peanut Festival.
Let's do it. Oh. Let's make the reservations right now.
Oh, baby.
Oh, thanks a lot, Doc. I'm feeling better already.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Me too. Oh, I'll never be able to thank you enough.
Yeah. Come on, Skeeter.
You know, Joycey, if you ever do decide to give up psychology, you'd make one hell of a travel agent. As long as you're giving out all the free advice, there's a little something that I've kind of been wondering about.
What is it, Thelma?
Well, I was wondering, are those shoes as comfortable as they look? Are those combi cuddlers?
Oh, Thelma, you know that isn't the question you're dying to ask me.
Well, I was just wondering, isn't it true that when you get to be my age, all this hanky-panky business is over?
Well, no, not at all. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Uh-oh.
Thelma, here's my home number. If Vint and Naomi need it at any time in the future, have them call. And I think you ought to read my book. I think you'd find it enlightening.
Oh, what every woman ought to know about love and marriage. Does this come with a plain brown wrapper?
Flat 103, final boarding to Lubbock.
Well, get the lead out, Joycey. You're going to miss your plane.
Well, Thelma, before I go, if Vint and Naomi have any more problems, let me leave you with some words of wisdom. Butt out.
Did you see her? Dr. Joyce Brothers, a close personal friend. Picture doesn't even do her justice. She's much prettier in person. Have a good flight, Joycey. We'll be in touch. Well, Vint and Naomi are off to Hinckley. Bubba's out dancing with a twerp. This is just you and me, Joycey. See what you got here. The humiliating 7-second encounter. Sounds like my honeymoon. The older woman and the younger man. Good Lord. Taking the whole hum out of sex. Well, now, just a minute, Joycey. I don't mind losing the hole, but the hum was the only part I could stand.